My name is Oscar from Opinion Research. We are conducting an opinion poll about the upcoming Marshall Jacksonville mayor's election. Are you registered to vote in Duval County?
Yes, I do.
You are? Are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Well, I don't know until, you know, the voting thing gets out, whether Democrat, you know, Republican, Democrat.
Yeah, yourself are registered as a Democrat?
Yeah, I used to be a Democrat, you know.
Okay, very well. How likely are you to vote in the March election to pick a new mayor of Jacksonville to replace Mayor Lenny Curry? Very likely, somewhat likely, or not too likely at all?
What he is?
The election will be for the next mayor of Jacksonville. How likely are you to vote in that election? Very likely, somewhat likely, not too likely at all.
Yeah, I got to, you know, learn a little, you know, the close to get, learn a little bit more about him, you know, before, you know.
Well, will you vote in that election?
Yeah, I vote in all of them, you know.
So you're very likely to vote in that election then?
Yeah, I always vote.
Okay. Very well. What is your gender, please?
What is my gender?
Yes. It's part of the survey. Your gender.
What is
your gender? Male, female?
Oh, I'm a female.
Thank you. It's just part of the survey, ma'am. And what is your age, please?
I born October 20th, 1944.
But, you know, 44.
I'm well,
so
yeah.
So over 65 then, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right. How did you vote in the recent November 2022 election? Did you vote by mail? Did you vote early in person? Or did you vote on election day?
No, I vote on election day, you know.
On election day? Very well.
I don't do by mail.
I see. First, should Jacksonville's next mayor continue moving with Jacksonville's in the same direction with the same policies as Mayor Lenny Curry? Or should they change direction?
You're talking at Curry, man. What he is?
It's a major. It's a Jacksonville's major.
Mayor. He's a mayor.
Yes. Should Jacksonville next major continue moving in Jacksonville in the same direction with the same policies as Mayor Lenny Curry, or should change direction? What do you think?
I'm mostly just not change. Don't change. Enough.
Change direction?
No, I don't change.
Continue moving with Jacksonville in the same direction as with the same policies as Mayor Lenny Curry? Is that correct?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, very
but
well.
Sometimes I change my mind, you know, to have so much on TV.
Okay, which of the following do you feel is the most important issue facing Jacksonville today? Roads and traffic congestion, street flooding and storm water drainage, violent crime, growing a stronger economy and jobs that benefit all, access to affordable quality health care, quality of schools, improved infrastructure in all neighborhoods throughout the city, or affordable housing. Which one do you think is most important issue?
Name that second one. What was the second one you called?
A street flooding and a storm water drainage. Okay. Which one is the most important problem right now facing Jacksonville? Would it be roads and traffic congestion, and street flooding, violent crime?
That's flooding. Because I had to leave my home and had to steer off because my house got so flooded. You could walk in, you know.
Okay. So flooding, would you choose flooding then?
Yeah, I choose flooding anytime.
Okay.
I even flooded out twice.
Okay. You went through it already, right? Okay.
Yeah, I don't go through that. That's flooding.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And which is the next most important issue facing Jacksonville today? Roads and traffic congestion, violent crime, growing a stronger economy, access to affordable quality health care.
Traffic congestion sometimes.
Quality of schools.
Not as much as traffic, but I start driving. You know, I still got my license and everything.
Okay. Improving infrastructure in all neighborhoods throughout the city, affordable housing. So which one is most important to you at this point?
Well, my house is okay, affordable houses. I was young in 1960.
affordable housing?
Yeah, it was Houston, I was, yeah.
Okay, very well. Do you support or oppose the action taken by Mayor Kerry and the city council to increase the gas tax from 6 cents to 12 cents per gallon to pay for the street improvements, drainage projects, and expansion to the Skyway downtown? Do you support or oppose the increase in gas tax?
Well, at gas tax, you know, I quit driving. I have a 2009 Camry, a 2009 Corolla, and my wait lady gave me a car. Her mama passed away.
Right.
I kept one. My cousin takes me around. I won't drive.
Okay.
And then I give my grandson one.
Okay, the question is that if you support or oppose the increase in the gas tax from 6 cents to 12 cents per gallon, do you support or oppose
that? I'd rather the 6 cents. They give up on that gas, you know. Them cars up. It's something.
Do you support or oppose that increase?
No, I don't.
Do you oppose?
No, I don't like the increase on that.
So you oppose it?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Okay. When it comes to a city's electric utility, JEA, which do you prefer? Keep JEA as a city-owned utility or privatize JEA by selling it to a Florida Power and Light?
Well, I had JEA ever since I was young, so I just might as well keep it, you know, because I was young until 1970.
Okay, keep JEA as a city-owned utility or privatize and selling it to Florida Power and Light?
JTA so long, I don't think I would change.
So you want to keep it a city-owned utility?
Yeah, mm-hmm. JEA.
Okay. In the debate about the city's Confederate soldiers' statues, do you prefer to remove them or to keep them?
What, the statues?
Yeah, the Confederate soldier statues. Do you prefer to remove them or keep them?
And keep it removed. It depends on how long it was there, you know. Remove and put some new one up.
Right. It's because they are from the Confederate soldiers, and some people don't like the statues because of it. So you prefer to keep them or remove them?
Remove them.
Remove them, okay. Next, answer if your opinion of each of the following is as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. What's your opinion of Daniel Davis? Favorable or unfavorable?
Of what?
Daniel Davis.
What is that? Daniel Davis.
Daniel Davis is a politician. Do you know him? And
no,
what is
I
your
don't,
opinion?
I don't,
of?
I don't know him. You know. That name, don't sound, you know, I don't know that name too good.
How about Liana Gutierrez Cumber? Do you know that name?
No. What is? What
they're a politician. They're a candidate for mayor. Audrey Gibson? Do you know the name of Audrey Gibson?
Yeah, talk of Audrey Gibson,
Do you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of her?
That's a lady.
Yes.
No, I don't believe in ladies can do the right thing.
Okay, very well. Yes, ma'am. Okay, very well. I see that you don't know the politicians very well, so, you know, we'll have to cut the survey short. Thank you for your time, and you have a wonderful night.
Okay, you too. Bye.